Good evening. This is the KRFP Evening Report for Monday, November 2nd, 2015. I'm Lee Robartis in the news tonight. Deputies kill Adams County rancher north of Council. Chipotle closes all its restaurants in Oregon and Washington due to E. coli outbreak. We'll have Moscow candidate campaign contribution data, and Idaho gets second area code. We'll have details on those stories and more coming up on the KRFP Evening Report. And live in the KRFP studios in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Lee Robartis, and this is the KRFP Evening Report. Adams County Sheriff's deputies near Council killed 62-year-old rancher Jack Yantis yesterday, but details remain sketchy. The Spokesman Review website reports Yantis showed up with a rifle after two people in a Subaru station wagon were injured when they collided with a loose bull on U.S. Highway 95 north of Council at about 7 p.m. last night. Deputies arrived and tried to euthanize the injured bull. The Idaho Statesman reports the bull began charging emergency crews and deputies when they were trying to remove the driver and passenger of the Subaru. The Idaho Statesman reports there was an exchange of gunfire between Yantis and Adams County deputies. A deputy received minor wounds, and the two people in the Subaru were airlifted to St. Alphonsus Regional Medical Center in Boise. Yantis died at the scene. The Idaho State Police are investigating the incident. The Idaho Statesman reports police closed the highway for 8 hours while they investigated the scene. Passenger vehicles were detoured on county roads around the shooting scene, while commercial trucks were not allowed to proceed until the highway reopened. The Adams County Sheriff's Department has placed the two deputies at the scene on paid administrative leave. The Idaho Public Utilities Commission voted unanimously today to assign the 986 area code to Idaho as a geographic overlay. Those who currently have numbers with a 208 area code will keep the same phone numbers, and the 986 area code will only be assigned to new phone accounts. Until now, Idaho was one of only 12 states with a single area code. The commission reported about two-thirds of the public comments they received were in favor of splitting the state geographically between two area codes, meaning many people would have their phone numbers change. The commission rejected that idea after receiving unanimous support for the overlay area code from telecommunications providers and utilities commission staff. The 7-day campaign disclosure reports posted on the City of Moscow website list the following campaign donation information for city council candidates as of October 27th. Incumbent candidate Jim Boland reported a total of $400 in contributions during the latest reporting period and $1,895 in year-to-date contributions. Boland's contributions of $100 or more include Corrine and Jay Hunter and Scott Gropp, who each contributed $100. Boland also received $150 from Dorothy Bloom. The three contributors list Moscow addresses. During the previous reporting period ending October 10th, Boland received $100 contributions from Stuart Scott, Susan Scott, Bill Lambert, Joan Jones and Thomas Drake, William H. Thompson and Wendy McClure, Mary Jo and Joel Hamilton, and John and Brandy Sullivan. All of the contributors listed Moscow addresses. The William H. Thompson listed is not County Prosecutor Bill Thompson, Jr. Catherine Bonzo reported $3,070 in campaign donations during the latest reporting period, including $530 in in-kind donations. Bonzo lists year-to-date contributions as $3,600. Bonzo received $100 each from Scott Fidel, John M. Sullivan, Joan Jones, State Senator Dan Schmidt, Robin Woods, Nick Sanyal, Michael Cantrell, Myron Schreck, Corrine Hunter, and Marie McHugh. Bonzo also received $200 from William H. Thompson, who is not the same Bill Thompson Jr., who is Latah County prosecutor. All of those contributors listed Moscow addresses. Bonzo also submitted an amended campaign disclosure report for October 10th, listing $530 in contributions as opposed to $235 previously reported. The contributions greater than $100 from that list were from Elizabeth Blount of St. Augustine, Florida, County Commissioner Tom Lamar of Moscow, and Judy Templeton of Pullman. Incumbent City Council candidate Dan Karskalin reported a total of $25 in contributions during the latest reporting period. During the previous reporting period ending October 10th, Karskalin reported $350 in contributions, including $100 from Mayor Bill Lambert and $250 from Larry and Janice McMillan, all of Moscow. Candidate John Freeland Wanvig, who will appear on the ballot as John Freeland, reported $1,100 in contributions during the latest reporting period, including $700 from himself and $400 from Zachary Wanvig of Moscow. During the previous reporting period, he reported $200 in contributions, including $100 from himself and $100 from Moscow City Council member Wayne Krause. Election day is tomorrow, and polls in Idaho will be open from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. In Idaho, voters can register at the polls on election day. Voters registering on election day should bring photo ID plus proof they have lived at their current address for at least 30 days. The polling place in the city of Moscow is the 4-H building at the Latah County Fairgrounds across White Avenue from Safeway on the east side of town. In Washington, voters should make sure their mail-in ballots are postmarked by Tuesday night in order for them to count. There are also ballot drop-off points for all Whitman County ballots at Pullman City Hall and at the County Election Center next to the courthouse in Colfax. Those drop-off points are available during business hours from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. tomorrow, Election Day. There are also unstaffed ballot drop-off points available 24 hours until election night. Those are located in the alley behind Whitman County Election Center in Colfax at 238 Southeast Paradise Street in Pullman, across from the old post office, and on the WSU campus outside the west entrance to the Cub on Terrell Mall. Preston McDowell of Rigby filed a complaint in U.S. District Court last week against the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office in eastern Idaho, saying deputies used excessive force against him. The complaint says McDowell sustained permanent serious injuries to his leg after two deputies dragged him from his home without a warrant and used a taser on him when he wouldn't let them enter his home. The complaint says McDowell spoke to the officers about a reported act of vandalism through a cracked open door. It says McDowell told the officers to leave and he would talk to them about the incident the next day, but an officer put his foot in the crack of the door to prevent it from closing. McDowell's attorney, Jason Wood, says video taken by McDowell's wife and footage from the police body cameras show Officer Antonio Gonzalez shoving the door open and pulling McDowell out of his home. Police charged McDowell with resisting and obstructing officers and vandalism on June 24th. Wood said there is no right for officers to enter a home without a warrant except under specific circumstances, such as immediate danger to someone inside the home or to prevent imminent destruction of evidence. The Chipotle chain has closed all of its restaurants in Washington and Oregon after an E. coli outbreak that, as of Friday, sickened 19 people in western Washington and 3 in the Portland area. Of the 22 ill people, 17 had reported eating at a Chipotle restaurant within the past few weeks. 8 people have been hospitalized. Washington Department of Health epidemiologist Marissa D'Angeli said the number of sick people could go up today as people report to doctors and get tested. D'Angeli said anyone who has intestinal symptoms and ate at a Chipotle during the latter half of October should go to their doctor to be tested for E. coli. Those who have bloody diarrhea should go to their doctors whether they ate at a Chipotle's or not. Chipotle company spokesperson Chris Arnold told the Associated Press, although the E. coli outbreak has only been linked to 6 restaurants, they have decided to close all 43 of the company's restaurants in the 2 states out of an abundance of caution. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration will test food samples from the suspect restaurants to see if they match E. coli bacteria from stricken restaurant patrons. One Idaho potato farmer is experimenting with using mineral oil on his crops, a practice that has already begun to be used in Montana. Grower Clint Atchley told the Capitol Press he experimented using mineral oil on 130 acres of potato fields in Hawaii this year and plans to start using it on his potato farm near Ashton if the Hawaii experiment results in fewer potato viruses. Montana State University plant pathologist Barry Jacobson, who assisted in trials in that state, said mineral oil blocks some aphid-vectored diseases from entering the leaves of the plants. The oil remains on plant leaves after it dries. Ashley said he spent $5 an acre for a one-time spraying of mineral oil compared to aerially spraying fungicide every 10 days. Whitman County Coroner Peter Martin has ruled hunter Nicholas Nava Farias of Kennewick died of an accidental gunshot wound in the Glenwood area near Colfax October 10th. Martin said Farias was shot by another member of his hunting party during the early muzzleloader season. In Washington, hunters are not required to wear orange during muzzleloader season, and the person who shot Farias believed he saw a deer in the brush. Pullman police are investigating a report of a rape at Pi Kappa Phi fraternity Thursday night. Police met a 19-year-old woman on campus at about 11:30 p.m. who said she was raped by a man at the fraternity she did not know. Police transported the woman to Pullman Regional Hospital for a sexual assault exam. A Dow Jones and Associates poll has showed 65% of Idahoans would probably or definitely vote for a $1.50 per pack cigarette tax hike to lower college tuition rates should such a proposal make the ballot. Idaho's cigarette tax is currently 57 cents per pack. 32% said they would probably vote against it. The poll quizzed 586 Idahoans during late September. Boise-based political consultant William Moran is proposing the tax to reduce college tuition by 22% over 2 years while raising $6.5 million for smoking cessation programs. Currently, Idaho spends about $3.2 million per year on smoking cessation. To get on the ballot, signature gatherers would have to collect 47,000 signatures from registered Idaho voters, including at least 6% of the registered voters in 18 of the state's 35 legislative districts. Lawmakers added the 18 legislative district requirement in 2013. Since then, no citizen initiatives have qualified for the statewide ballots in Idaho. The Pullman League of Women Voters will hold a panel discussion tonight called Money in Politics and Constitutional Amendments. It will start at 6:30 p.m. at the Umpqua Bank, located at 225 North Grand Avenue in Pullman. There's no charge for the event. Well, that's it for the KRFP Evening Report for tonight. Taking a look at the weather from the National Weather Service. There'll be scattered showers, mainly before 7 p.m. tonight. 30% chance of precipitation. Cloudy, otherwise low 36. A 20% chance of rain tomorrow. Cloudy, high 46. A 20% chance of rain before 10 p.m. tomorrow night. Otherwise, partly cloudy, low 30. Sunny, high 44 Wednesday. Partly cloudy, low 31 Wednesday night. And a 30% chance of snow showers before 10 a.m. on Thursday. Then a chance of rain and snow showers. Cloudy, high 44. Little or no snow accumulation expected. Currently at the Pullman-Moscow Regional Airport, partly cloudy, 44 degrees. Thanks for tuning into the KRFP Evening Report. Coming up next, we'll have news and opinions from the West Side with Eat the Airwaves, followed by Flashpoints, the daily investigative news magazine from Pacifica Radio at 6:30. At 7:30, live in the studios, Climate Justice Forum, and music and entertainment throughout the night here at KRFP Moscow Pullman. If you want to help KRFP keep newscasts like this on the air, plus the newscast you hear during Morning Mix, the recordings of local events, and the public affairs shows, plus the music and arts programming you hear every day on KRFP, be sure to become a member of KRFP. Memberships are $35 a year, $20 for students and low income. You can mail your memberships to KRFP, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. That's KRFP, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843, or you can go to the KRFP website to find out more ways to help KRFP. I'm Lee Robartis. Have a good evening. This is KRFP Moscow Pullman, community radio for the Palouse at 90.3 on your FM dial and online.